You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning we're chatting with Dr. Marilyn Judu from the Business School at the University of Auckland, and we're talking a wee bit about marketing research, and particularly how fear is used to encourage people to buy things. Morena, Marilyn, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's lovely to speak with you this morning. This is a very interesting area that you've been looking into. Tell us a wee bit about your interest in marketing research. What is it about this that you find fascinating?
Well, what I love about marketing is like it's a mix of business and psychology.
Mm.
So understanding how people are, you know, making decisions.
Oh no, we might have just lost Marilyn.
And stuff like this.
Oh, there we go.
So it's very, very important to just understand that I'm on the radio. So understanding what people are making decisions, how, what factors influence them. So it's a cool area to be in.
It's a fascinating area to be in. I think what you're saying about that, that blend of business and psychology is really interesting. And
yeah.
It is the psychology of fear that you've been particularly looking into recently. So what is it that you've been, investigating, and what have you found?
So there's been a few literature around fear in marketing. So of course, it's a tactic that we use a lot in psychology to make people act in a certain way. So we can think about smoking, we can think about different things that we want, like even during COVID we use a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that fear is not always effective. It's often used in marketing, and what we know about fear is we need to find the right conditions. So it needs to be severe enough so people have this propensity to act, but not too severe that people are just too scared to act.
Yeah.
And same thing about the probability. So for us in our research, what we looked at was more around what type of framing should we use to be sure that people are going to act more. So what are the specificity around the framing that we use? So we looked at things that were more abstract or in a more concrete way. So for example, just to give you a little overview. So of course, something that's a little bit more non-specific would be just the process of aging.
Mm.
So we're not giving too much information. We're just giving like people, you know, a lot of women especially that we found in our study are quite scared or reluctant to the idea of aging.
Yeah.
So it's a non-specific versus thinking about wrinkle and really, really specific aspects that happen when you're aging. So what we wanted to see is, oh gosh, I'm really sorry about that.
It's all right. We're being thwarted by technology this morning.
I know.
Do you need to evacuate?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay.
It just stopped. So sorry about that.
That's all good.
That's live radio, I guess. But yeah, so, and what we wanted to see was like, is there a way that is better in terms of making people act? So, and what we found was actually sometimes the non-specific is actually better because people assimilate themselves through this. So of course, when we use things that are very precise, so like wrinkle and even, you know, gaining a certain amount of weight, people sometimes just may not feel that it's relevant to them. But when you use something a little bit less specific, just aging or just, you know, gaining weight or even during COVID time, using a little bit more around the fear of COVID less than like actual things that would happen, people often assimilate them this aspect to themselves. So it's easier for them to portray themselves in that. And that led actually to more intense behavior. So people will really act more. So they will buy that anti-aging cream. They will go more to the gym. And even that led to like behavior that was kind of related, but not totally in the sense of, for example, even for Wingate, what we found is people, when they were thinking about just gaining weight, they consume, of course, a lot less chips. So they were less tempted by those products that were maybe not healthy compared to people who thought about specific, like, gaining 5 pounds or, like, 5 kilos,
etc. It's a really interesting thing that, like, you know, specific outcomes can have some effect, but it's this kind of nebulous, like, vague fear that seems to really be quite pervasive for people. I imagine that there's you know, some positive and some very negative outcomes that, you know, perhaps can be taken from this type of campaign, perhaps. You know, if you put it in the context of COVID, as you say, a bit of fear was, you know, realistic, and also did mean people actually followed the rules broadly in New Zealand, at least. But, you know, when you talk about things like the aging kind of example, that's a really quite toxic industry, perhaps, in like the beauty culture. So it's an interesting blunt instrument, perhaps.
It is, actually, and that's why fear is could be very interesting, especially in terms of public campaign and around health and around smoking, and maybe even we can think about vaping these days. So it's a very good way to use it. But yes, I think the marketing industry has been using fear a lot, especially around anything beauty related, weight loss. We see so many of those pills. And they use this especially in more towards younger women, I would say, these days, like younger generation. So it's quite, it's an interesting way to think about, like, how is the best way. And we, in marketing, we often talk about prevention versus, and we need to find the best way to make sure that we're using fear, but not necessarily just for people to act in a way that is negative to them, or creating those fears that are actually not really realistic, like, again, a 12-year-old, or, like, so it's finding, like I said, it's fear is a very good tactic, but we need to be careful about using it too much.
Yeah, totally. It's a fascinating research area. Thank you so much for speaking with us about morning, Marilyn. This is really interesting research that you've been doing. We appreciate your time this morning. Have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.